My background is I was born and raised in Handsworth. I was born into a Sikh family. My family, my parents originate, my dad originates from Africa and my mom's from India. I consider myself to be Indian, and I follow the Indian culture, but also being in Britain, you know, living in Britain as part of an active society, you know, you have to embrace the British culture as well. One of the first memories of my father is probably crawling, you know, first step sort of thing. You know, I have flashbacks of my father then. The stereotype of Asian families pushing their sons and daughters into certain trades, you know, or certain careers and jobs. He's never kind of told me, you have to go out and do this. What he's kind of said is, you know, no matter what you do, as long as you enjoy what you do and you do it with 100%. Growing up and hearing my dad's stories, you know, the stories and his childhood memories that he had when he was in Africa, speaking with his brothers and sisters and families. You know, we have roots coming back from India, and I see that through my parents, you know, especially my dad and my granddad as well. Because my granddad moved from India when he was very small, you know, toddler age, to Africa, and then they settled there. And my granddad had his business there, and, you know, he was looking after a large family. You know, I have a lot of respect because, I mean, when you've had to leave everything you've known and come to a different country, you know, there is no safety net. You know, there's nothing to catch you. You know, although they had a profitable business in Africa, they weren't allowed to bring anything across with them. So they had to start from scratch. And especially my granddad, when he came, you know, yeah, we had a large family. So he had to go out and work and support the whole family. You know, there's a history of trade in our family. My granddad was a plumber, he was a carpenter, so my dad knows those skills, you know, of carpentry. He doesn't like plumbing so much, but, you know, we know how to do them. I consider myself to kind of follow that line because, you know, I have that passion to want to do carpentry as well. So I've kind of learnt with him. So, you know, there's a wealth of experience that I can see from my father, which has been passed from my granddad, you know, and there's a passion within our family to kind of work and, you know, especially in trades as well. I've always known my dad to be a fair person, you know, growing up from a very young age. I have memories of him, of myself kind of getting into a tussle or a fight at the age of like 5 or 6. And, you know, you get the whole, I'm going to go tell your dad, or, you know, and stuff. So I always used to think, if I could get there first, I could tell my side of the story and my dad would side with me. But what used to happen was I'd get to my dad and I'd tell him, oh, he's kicked me, or, you know, that boy's done this or whatever. And what he would ask is, what did you do? So it wasn't like, oh, he was just going to side with me, you know, at the first thing I said. There was always, you know, getting both of the sides to kind of see what had happened. You know, I remember my dad speaking of granddad, like, he came home from work with a couple of bicycles for his kids and, you know, presented them to them. But the neighbor's kids were playing with them as well. And obviously, you know, if his kids have got brand new bicycles, he saw the neighbor's kid and he thought, you know, he looks a bit left out sort of thing. So he went out there and then went back to the bicycle shop, got another bike and gave it to the neighbor's kid so that they could all kind of play together and things like that. My thoughts on Izzet are that I think everybody prides themselves on having respect. Now, for me to respect a person or somebody who's done something, it takes a long time. It's like trust, you know, it's something that takes a long time to build. It's not something that's given, or, you know, it's not based on how much money a person has, which some people do put next to each other. You know, if a person's very wealthy, they'll treat them differently and, you know, they'll say that they respect them. But in wealth can be inherited. Respect can't. I think you have to build your own... You have to live your life in a way that creates respect. He always gives a lot to the community, to the people around him. Now, I get frustrated on his behalf sometimes, because sometimes when I kind of see people that are in need, that need help, you know, we're all as a family have been brought up to kind of help people as much as possible. But the problem I've seen occur is when people take advantage of him, you know, I think my dad finds it hard to say no to anybody. Whereas, you know, I have seen people that have come and, you know, used him, but he's kind of been happy to do the work still. So I sometimes don't agree totally with that, but I think it's just his nature that, you know, he kind of likes to help people as much as possible. He doesn't really expect anything in return for it.